Hello and welcome to another episode of the Red or Dead podcast. This week we are celebrating the sweet, sweet victory that we had against Man United. Today you've got myself, Maria and Dre at the Realm to discuss this beautiful week. I don't know about you, Dre, but I have been celebrating every day. I've watched Match of the Day, the highlights. I'm not even joking. Seriously true. I've watched it about 7 times and I rewind the goals every time. It has been that kind of week. I've become obsessed with it. And it's almost like anything that happens now doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Because that game was so sweet.
That I mean,
I didn't even get over it.
I knew that we were going to... Remember, I was talking big talk beforehand.
What did you predict just that? I can't remember.
I was saying it's going to be a training game.
What did you... didn't you?
Yeah, I was saying that I expected to win. When we changed the lineup last minute, I was joking, but I think I went from 3-0 to 2-0.
You changed it quite swiftly. Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute. We're missing some people here. But I didn't expect. I thought that this is one of those games that they normally like ramp up for. They fight tooth and nail because, you know, it's just like no matter what form we're in, you know, it goes out the window, the form. And literally, these lot are just like normally fight tooth and nail to be able to ruin any form of party. But it was weird. It was just like, it was training.
Surreal, wasn't it? Like,
it was training. Like, I said, for the first shot on goal, which I expected for them, I was just like, God, here we go. Like, when Fernandez booted it over the thing, like, he could have finished that easily. But then after that, then we started to just, like, play and just cut through. And then Naby just had the game of his life. Like, Naby was, they could not handle him. They didn't know where to pick him up. There's a little picture, I think I sent it in our chat, where we've got 5 players or something like that running towards the goal. And then all of their players are behind us. And it is like, yeah. And it was like, I've never seen, and this is not on them, because I think what happens is that people keep on talking about how crap Man United are or how, you know, what they're lacking. And it's just like, they just got played off the park. And it's the first time that I've actually heard pundits and other Man United pundits as well call our team special, which is really nice. So we had people missing. Like, imagine if we had a full team out, like the strongest team out. Like, we would have, like, Mane was out. Like, he must have been pissed. Like, I don't know what it is about him at Old Trafford. Like, Klopp ain't picking him there. Jota, again, just deadly. Didn't have to do much. But come on. Like, well, equally as impressive as obviously Salah was Keita. And I think that he needs to have his big ups.
Yeah. And I think his performance on that game is the one that just had to shut up the critics, because we all know he can do some, you know, what he's capable of, but we just haven't quite seen it, or we haven't seen enough of it, or he hasn't had enough gameplay. And I was actually really pleased to see that he was starting. And what he did was just absolutely incredible. It made me just think, this has to silence the critics now. And not just about him, but about the fact that we didn't sign. We were told, we kept being told, we don't need to sign. We don't need to sign. Klopp said he wants a small squad and he's got everything he needs. And that game showed us exactly that. Showed us that he knew what he was doing. He's had a plan all along. It just needed to come together. And it came together at the best possible moment, because that was just... out of this world. And they've been, I mean, I think, all right, we haven't had amazing performances every single game, but they're consistently winning. They're consistently scoring.
The only time we haven't scored 3 goals.
Exactly.
We've been scoring. Where is it? So I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think before then it was like 5-0 against, I can't remember who it was, but it's like 5-0, 5-0, 5-0. I think we've done it 3 times.
Nils. Is it 3-0? Yeah, you're right. We had load of 3-0s, didn't we?
And so, like, it's being clearly evident this is coming. And I'm not going to sit here, wax lyrical, and be like, okay, well, I wasn't concerned about the signings, because I was. But then, you know, but then the day is that I think it's making sense to me now, where it's like, I want to use the players that I know and trust and who have earned their pace in this team. Yeah. I've got to give them a chance before I just keep on buying out new players. And I think that that's the problem with some of the other teams. Obviously, City lost during the week. I think there's not that type of heart and desire and togetherness. And this is what we were saying.
Yes. The other day that came through. So exactly, we were saying that's one of the amazing things, right? They've now had a number of years to bond and whatever. And, you know, bringing in one player here, one player there, it's not upsetting the balance.
No.
And you could see it the other day. They played seamlessly. They played. We're not saying the performance was perfect, because actually, I have to say, at 2-0, you know, there was that little dip where suddenly it was beginning to fall apart a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh no, they're going to do what they do, you know, where they fall apart at 2-0 before half time. I just thought they scored too quick. It's not going to happen. it wasn't that I didn't think it'd happen, but I honestly, I thought Man U were going to bang in another two and that we would possibly win on like a 3-2.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. They pulled it back.
I just literally, from the time that we scored, Naby's goal, I had no fear. Like, literally. Oh,
well, you're brave, because I was on edge.
No, but it's weird because I was maybe because I wasn't in front of the TV at the time because I was traveling. So I was watching it on my phone. And so we scored the first one and it was just like, okay, cool, relief. Like, okay, come on, let's get another one. But because the next one came so quick, I can't remember how quick it came after. Maybe within 2 minutes or something.
It was quick, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay, these lot are going to get it now. And it felt like the team was ready to lamp it up. I do wish that they had carried on when we got to five. I do wish that they had not taken the, because it's like they showed mercy.
Yeah. And
they didn't have to do that.
Yeah, you know? I think they should have kept going. I mean, there was a couple of attempts, but, you know, we can't...
Trent's one. If Trent's one would have went in...
I know.
But I was quite impressed. Obviously, with Kato, like with the fact that he's showing his, like, he's durable. I think that, you know, maybe there's been words said to each other, and he's obviously been getting frustrated, been leaving out, being left out. His agent obviously started making noise, and I think maybe they just had the heart to heart, and he's just like, listen, you have to play. You have to get tougher, you know, because he's actually got all the attributes you need. I mean, obviously, Pogba almost done him at the end.
But that was so frustrating.
But the fact that he's back in training and it looks like he's going to play.
Yeah.
Or at least be straight
away. But, you know, they said that they, I remember I mentioned this and people were laughing, but they were working on certain things with him to address the injury proneness. Yeah. So they were working on things to do with the diet, They're working on that. But I think they were also working with some kind of, I don't want to get the word wrong, but I think with some people who kind of look at the psychology behind the way that you play. Mm. And I know that they've been working with all the players on various things. And I think whatever it is that they've been doing during this season, it's kicking in with all of them. Because I think we're seeing some resilience from a lot of people that's different. Naby, from what we've seen previously, he's had... this season he had that one knock, whenever it was, a few weeks ago, and he was back straight away. Well, he was back. He missed one, I think, and was back. And then the injury the other day, which it looks like it's all good and he's fine and he's going to be back. Mm-hmm. And I think in previous seasons, Naby would have been out for weeks. So I think there's a mentality shift.
He has to prove himself. He has to prove it to himself, because at the end of the day, you've got people, including me, who's just literally just written him off and just been like, all right, that's it, I'm done. And now there's
a big chance with people like Thiago and whoever missing. I can't remember who. Fab missing, it's his chance to really shine and show that he can hold the midfield and get on with it.
I really do like the fact that, you know, these guys again, like, it showed the togetherness of the team, and then obviously, like, with, you know, you've got Ox coming on trying to prove himself. You've got, like, there's still a hunger from the people on the bench that are coming out, you know. So I'm not saying that we don't need just another attacker, because I really would like it. And I do like that I personally know that they're not going to spend stupid money. That's just never their way. So I'm looking at cheaper options I'm trying to predict that more than anything else. And I think that someone like, it has to be someone who's Premier League ready, who's happy to be able to come off the bench, all those types of things, you know?
I think the stupid money is going to go on Salah's wages.
Well, I mean, on that subject,
it has to.
I think there has not been a time that we've had the world's best player. I could say,
and they're not going to let him go. There's no way they will let him go.
Well, I mean, the thing is that obviously they're looking at breaking up the wage structure. I'm wondering how far away it is from the wage structure. So if it's like Virgil's on, I don't know how much he's supposed to be on, 300 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But you've got this guy playing out of his skin, and it's not like he's been playing out of his skin every single season. So therefore, it's not like you give it to Torres and then Torres is going to suddenly turn shit. Like this guy actually he wants to be the best player in the world. He likes being in the conversations about being the best player in the world. Mm. He loves the fact that a lot of people are calling him that. I think he's world renowned. We have I think if you look at it all around, I can't even think about how many Salah shirts compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense. I don't know what the actual issue is. I think it will give the club another lift. We're not going to be signing anyone if that happens.
I think I think a deal's been done and they're just waiting, because I feel like it's a little bit too happy. Salah's not the kind of person who you know, he's quite sensitive. Like from what I recall of other seasons when things happen, you know, he's playing his socks off and he's talking about breaking these records. And at the moment, he's everywhere. Literally, you switch on the TV and Mo Salah's on it. So I just feel like he's everywhere, and I feel like a deal's possibly been done, or they're almost there, and they're just you know, just crossing the T's and dotting the I's, as you say, because he just seems too happy and comfortable to be looking like someone who's, you know,
planning his exit.
Yeah, planning an exit and arguing over a contract. Because if you think of people like Genie last year, you know, as much as he was consistently there, he fell apart during that contract negotiation. He didn't cope with it well at all. And there was one point, do you remember, when Salah wasn't doing great? There was just like a brief thing where he wasn't scoring. And Salah was unhappy and miserable and speaking up that he wasn't content and whatever. So Salah's not the kind of person who's going to keep quiet if he ain't happy. So he is madly happy at the moment. You know, he's doing some adverts running through the streets of Liverpool and he keeps going on about how much he loves the city and whatever. People don't do that if they're unhappy.
I'm trying not to get too excited because I do remember
words and I'll be unhappy and I will just cry solidly for a whole
venomous towards him.
I will mourn. I'll wear black for weeks.
It'll be I definitely think that he will see a different side of the fans, but I think because we've seen it there before, where you know, someone's done a Liverpool kind of themed advert. I remember, obviously, I haven't got over the Torres thing.
Ever. I know you're never gonna get over it.
Never, honestly, it was that upset me. It just really, I don't think I could ever get over that. I don't think I could ever get over that.
If that happened with Salah as well.
I mean, the thing with him is that one thing I'm not worried about is that, like, someone looking at anyone else's team and being like, oh, you know, I really would like to join them because they look like they're going places. I've been quite sure that we're going to be winning the league again.
Yeah.
But the problem we've got is that it does come down to reinforcing our bench. And just if it's, and this is what I was saying to the guys all pre-season, is that selling someone to come to move to our club when they're playing every week and they normally play, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, and then you're going to come here and you're going to be on the bench. Now, how do you do that? But then Jota did that. Jota was playing quite regularly. You know, he wasn't playing every single game, but he's playing quite regularly.
Your ambitions are as well in your age, because if you're actually quite young, even if you're playing every week and you get into, say, Liverpool and you're benched, but you're coming on, you've obviously, you also, you know, you've got to look at the fact that the other players, the senior players that are playing all the time, they are, our players are in their 30s now or heading for 30. So you'll know that if you stay on for a few years, you're going to eventually, you're going to be the replacement. You're going to be the one that's going to be starting and so on. So I think it just depends how, what the player that potentially comes in is looking for, and whether they're looking for something long-term, in which case they'd be quite happy to do that because you're going to build up a name. We look at people like Salah and, you know, loads of everyone, Robbo, all of them, and they've become superstars off the back of, you know, they weren't super duff.
No, no one knew who Robertson was.
Could you imagine Salah becoming the superstar that he is now?
No. And but this is the thing, is that I think that he's always believed that he should be, which is great. Yeah. I love that. Because obviously he's a national hero in his own country. Mm. But I just, mate, honestly, I think that they need to get this sorted out quicker than not. To be honest with you, they really, really do. But if we're talking about other players that was impressive, let's talk about Kanute as well. Kanute was amazing, absolutely amazing.
The way he dealt with, bear in mind, he's only played in two matches so far this season for us. He came in like he was a seasoned pro. He had so much confidence. He was just completely on top of it. Him and Virgil, I thought they did an amazing pairing. I'm sure Matip is looking on thinking, oh.
Well, that's the bit I was shocked about.
I was shocked because I was like, why is he playing him?
Yeah, it looked like he was like, Klopp could be just blowing smoke up people's ass. But I think that he, the fact that he rested Matip for this game. This is the thing that I think there's nuances that this is why Liverpool fans are going up. You know, if there's any hating Man United fans listening, the fact that we could rest our first choice players. So you had effectively, if you're talking about like earning his place, Kanute is our fourth choice, centre back. Now, it doesn't mean he's shit because he's far from it. He's a very good player. Obviously, he's just learning his way in. But the fact that we can play our fourth choice centre-back and then you've got Milner playing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still astounded. I think this is going to be like, I need to buy that kit. And I wasn't a fan of it. You know, I didn't hate it.
I wore it with pride the next day.
Oh, my God.
I wore that all day.
Because
I was walking down the road thinking, I hope people can notice what this is. I picked up a copy of the Metro and I was holding it just to, like, you know, look what's on the back pages. These guys know what I'm wearing. It was just awesome. That kit, yeah, I mean, talk of the kit, I thought it looked brilliant. What a debut to wear. What a debut for that kit.
Forevermore. That kit is associated with excellence.
Stunning. It is. They're going to have to think carefully when they wear that one again.
You can't just roll out that kit. That kit there is synonymous with excellence and joy.
It's an amazing kit. And it looks brilliant on all of them. They looked fantastic on the thing. Here it is. Here is my kit.
There it is. Oh man, you got it
by my side. It's so lovely.
I can't see it online. I might have to get a dodgy one.
I might have a little contact for you there if you need a dodgy one. Okay. No one heard that.
This is only me and you.
Product. This is the real one. I don't think they've got them. They bought out another run of them briefly, and I think they sold out because of that game.
I think I need that one because
but
that's,
you know,
like
what, Trey,
memories.
Tomorrow, I happen to be at Anfield, so I will have a look in the shop and see if they've got any.
I will.
And I get my members discount as well.
Oh my God. No,
I'll have a look. But I've got a feeling they've sold out because I looked online as well.
They'll get a hero's welcome tomorrow. That's for sure.
They will. I can't hero's wait. Welcome. I'm so excited that I'm going to see.
It could have been more. That's the thing. It could have been even more.
Does it matter?
No. Well, I'm paying.
I mean, it kind of does.
I'm just being honest. Save that. I want to save that shit for Arsenal. because I want that. That's my
derby. Arsenal, it's not going to be as...
Nah, I want it a lesson.
Expect it. Oh, you just want to show it again.
I want a lesson because their fans are there this time. So ain't no quiet. It's not quiet. It's yeah. Because they seem to think they're doing something.
What else was amazing about that game? The fans. All I could hear was Liverpool fans. Best could fans. You hear anyone else? I didn't hear no Man U chants.
This is what I'm saying about the whole occasion, because there's so many different like nuances that happen through that whole game that you could actually say, I remember this. Like, I remember it for this. Someone was like, I remember it for this. Was brilliant. It was just amazing. And you know what? I'm just so grateful that I supported this team, because Man United just looked like... I mean, we've been on the other end of this stuff as well, so I won't front like it's always been rosy.
We can gloat a little bit, right? I mean, that was a game to be proud of.
It was definitely that. Like, you know, I think we all got to, like, literally just take that in, watch it again. You know, we should beat Brighton easily. Actually, Brighton are fourth, so it's not like we don't have to try, because Brighton are a serious team.
They're quite hard. They're tough guys, and they'll want to knock us off our perch after
the Man United. Oh my God! Can you imagine that? That can't happen. You see, that there cannot happen.
It won't. I will not allow it.
Cannot happen.
I will get on that pitch myself.
Honestly,
running down trying to score. Get out of the
that
way.
That cannot happen. I can't even imagine, like, the embarrassment that would come from if we.
Just before we move on from the Man U game, what did you make of Ronaldo in that game?
I think he should be sent off. I'm not understanding why. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I think for him, what he did was that he got frustrated and he kicked another player on the floor.
I don't know about you. If you watched it back, what happened?
No, well, no, I didn't see it. But I did see what Canute did, but we're gone.
But do you know what? Again, that's where you see the togetherness of the team, because when that happened, they all ran over and they didn't care that it was Ronaldo. There was no like, oh, it's Ronaldo, we're going to, you know, pretend nothing's happened. They all had a go. There was all sorts going on. But yeah, Ronaldo was frustrated and angry, and he did it in anger. I watched it several times and I was actually quite disgusted. By the third time I watched it, I was like, I can't believe this man was allowed to carry on. He was not kicking, because they said the only reason he got left on was because he kicked the ball, not Curtis. But it was out of anger. So I was quite surprised he got allowed to stay on.
Yeah, but you know, it's because, you know, he's untouchable. Do you get what I mean? I don't think
It's so wrong. And actually, I actually think he's done worse for Man United. He hasn't brought in any positivity or whatever. Everyone thought that people were going to be looking up to him and it was going to lift the team. But I feel like he's actually quite negative, and it's brought in this like energy.
Right. Now, here's my take on this. I think where they've gone wrong by getting him in is that I think that what you brought Sancho, because they were on my radar, let's just say. So you brought Sancho to play on the right-hand side. You had Rashford on the left-hand side. You had a striker. I forgot what their little kid striker is called. And then you also had Cavani as well.
Just call him the little kid.
Yeah. What's his name? I forgot his name.
I need to look it up. Anyway, carry on.
Because he's been scoring.
A little kid.
I can't believe. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Randy.
That was really funny.
But you've got some little kid playing for you. So I think with them. It just upset that if there was a plan before,
upset the balance,
it's gone. Because he plays every game. If he doesn't play every game, there's questions asked. And rightfully so, he's earned that. But what it's done is it's upset that balance of the team. And, you know, but again, another thing that's actually been shown is how rubbish Harry Maguire is. He's absolutely one of the worst players. He's a throwback to the old days of Julian Dix and Neil Ruddock and people like that.
And his you know, his interview, again, I don't know if you saw it, but his interview at the end of the match, for like a captain, to just, he was just like, well,
he just liked being on TV. I've got a theory. I think that he likes being on the TV because if you look at it, he's the first one after the England game to be able to be on TV.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, he's always doing something on TV, and I think he likes the limelight.
But he doesn't because even come across but that he's well. Shit.
The worst defender in the league. They are. I'm sure that Burnley, I don't know who they've got at the back, he should be playing there. He's got no business Burnley. Being a Premier League player. And he should be out, just like Burnley, out.
Say what you feel, Trey.
Tarkowski is better than him. No, I feel sorry for that guy being just, in Burnley with the rest of that crap.
Well, he's chosen to be there, so what can you say? Should have known what he was signing up for. I thought Maguire was actually quite ridiculous. He was just like, yeah, we need to do better. That's
really? Yeah, really? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I was quite disappointed when Ronaldo didn't come out. It was like silence. No one said anything. Like it never happened.
No, he wouldn't come out anyway, would he? He's not going to talk because he's a sore loser. You know, that's why he's become so successful. But I'm sorry. He is absolutely, you know, that what he did there was despicable and he should have been sent off. But in the days that you know, I'm glad that didn't happen because then it would have been.
And I
it
love the fact more that players, goal got disallowed as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the disallowed goal kind of made up for that, so that wasn't good.
Exactly.
So, moving on. Carabao Cup, very briefly. I think we should be going for all trophies, so I'm really pleased to see that, you know, it seems to be that Klopp is taking it a little bit more seriously. Yeah. Which is nice, and seeing some of our younger players or our players who normally we might see on the bench who don't really get a look in playing. I really enjoyed the game. What did you make of it all?
I think it's good to be able to see the different players playing. You know, obviously I like to keep an eye on the youth team players, and I think it's good to also give Minamino and Origi a run out. Bar the fact that he scored that obscene goal. He was you know, he didn't do anything to impress me. But Minamino should be getting a bit more minutes. So maybe there's a plan on the horizon because obviously we've got the African Cup of Nations coming.
Yes.
So,
and I think maybe that's why he's beginning to mix the squad up a teeny weeny bit now and then. He's just kind of testing things out, I think, with some of the other players. Did anyone stand out for you at the Carabao? Of the younger, of like the maybe lesser.
I'm being honest, no. No, I mean, Nico Williams played really well.
I mean, it wasn't a great performance, was it, overall? I mean,
I think he was greedy and he could have given Taki his, another goal towards the end. But yeah, there wasn't anything overly impressive, but we didn't play badly, but it was just like, you know, it was just one of those.
I just thought they should have really done a little bit better.
I think they did what they needed to do.
This
character building game, I really don't care about this stupid trophy. I hate it. It's just like a waste of time. It's great for
our other players.
Good for the kids.
For our younger players. Definitely. Cool. And obviously that was a victory, so we are good with that. So moving on to tomorrow, Brighton match at Anfield. Brighton it's one of those teams where, you know what, I didn't even realise where they were in the table until I kind of consciously looked. I was like, what?
I was the same. I was looking at where I was looking for Man United, I was like, oh, wow, they're doing some bits.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Brighton, I'm not going to lie.
Your Palace. Yeah, loyalty comes out.
Experience with that. Well, not even that. It was the kind of behaviour of the fans. I found it a little bit disappointing when I saw them. But that aside, I do think that we can't be complacent on this one just because it's Brighton, and actually it isn't just Brighton. As we said, they're fourth. They've caused us upsets in the past. So we need to be careful with this one. What do you think's gonna what's your lineup for this one and your predictions?
To be honest with you, I would I think obviously the back four will be normal, back to normal with Matip being back.
Okay. You don't think he'll play Konate this time?
No, I don't see any reason why he would. But then, sorry, can I give a shout out to Konate about handling Fred and also Bugsy Malone there?
I've never seen anything like
it's like two of them. He's two the size of two of them. And the fact that he was smiling and laughing was just the greatest thing.
He was swatting flies.
It's just like, no, what are you doing?
Like, I can't wait to see Konate playing more, you know. I thought he was just fantastic. And the personality that comes out as well, literally swatting little Fred off.
It's like, just get away.
Like, it was. Go away.
So sad. Yeah. So
and the
sad.
Other one. Who else did he swat off? There was another one. I can't remember now. But
he swatted off, what's his name? The midfielder that they love. Fernandez.
Fernandez.
Yeah. So he
that was brilliant. He tried to get in there. Konate is like, move away.
Like, get away. And Fred just got handled like some
That's
child.
What I loved about him. It was like, who are you? It was a bit of a, who are you? Go away.
It's just like are you serious?
I can imagine him looking at him going, fool.
It's like, how?
And kissing his teeth at the end as well. Who are you?
Oh man, I can't get over that game. That was embarrassing. That was an absolute embarrassment. Absolute embarrassment. No, I think we're Brighton.
Back to Brighton.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're just swooping past. We've got to make sure that the players don't do what they normally do sometimes and just like walk in there thinking that they've already got the points.
Yeah,
no, you haven't.
That's what happened tomorrow
with Brentford, and you know, we've got to make sure we put them away.
I think Brighton though, they're gonna be a little bit more conscious.
Well, we had to have that game where you get a kick up the arse. You have to have those types of games. Right. So I think in midfield, obviously Milner's out. So I think, well,
it's a bit difficult at the moment.
I think you'll go with the same. It will be. I think Cater's going to start because I think that he wouldn't have let Jones play for such a long time if he was going to be in view to starting. But I think it'll be the same. It'll be Keita.
Is Milner injured?
No, Milner's injured. So it'll be Keita, Fab, Hendo. And Hendo.
Isn't Fab injured though?
Fab's supposed to be ready to go almost.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I'd agree with that then if Fab's back.
I think it might be Jones, right? I'm kind of hoping that it will be that. Or Jones. But Jones played the entire game almost.
Did he do the whole thing?
Like, pretty much near the whole game.
I think he might have taken him right in. Yeah.
Like 80, 90, 85 minutes or something like that. So it wouldn't make any sense for you to play him twice in such a short space of time. But I mean, obviously, we needed to because we didn't have any other options. Mm. I can't think of any others unless he's going to change the format. But strikers will be the same. I think Mane will be the regular three. I think Mane will start this one. I think Jota will be on the bench.
I think Jota's better actually when he comes on anyway.
I liked him against Man United. He started, he scored.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't do much else, but he started and scored.
Yeah.
You know. But then I think people are expecting him to do more than he needs to do.
Because of the way he started when he came in, everyone expects him to be scoring and doing more. But he's doing what he needs to do, and that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, he's got to a stage where I think he's very comfortable in the shirt. I think he's very comfortable with his own abilities. He's scoring. He's got a good relationship with other strikers and a good understanding. He's always there or thereabouts. And I think you need a player like him, and I think he's growing. But then I think we do need someone else off the bench. But then if they're not going to use Taki, because Taki actually comes on, he scored in every round. So I don't really understand why he's not at least making little sub appearances. The end of each game. But we're winning. We move.
And score prediction?
Oh, this one here, I'm going for 3-4-0. So I'll be conservative. I'll go for 3-0.
Cool. Well, I mean, I agree with you on the lineup. Completely the same. And I had 3-0 down for this one. So let's see
where
we go. Yeah, 3-0. I don't think Brighton will score. Don't want them to score. really don't want them to score.
You hate them. They're like your Arsenal.
I don't like them at all. I really don't like them. And that, who's that guy? Mope. Is it Mope? Mope.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with him.
I don't like him at all. I need him to not play tomorrow. I don't even want to see him. I'm going to close my eyes if he becomes that near.
Look at this.
I don't like him. But I'm sure he's a lovely person.
Yeah, exactly. I was waiting for that bit.
I mean, he's really lovely, I'm sure. On that note.
I think we've all got players that we actually can't stand. Mine used to be Ashley Young. I used to hate him with a passion. I think we're United now. It's still Maguire. I just don't think you're supposed to be there.
You really don't like him.
He's rubbish. And everyone says, oh, he's England's best defender. I'm like, what are you? You know what? Sorry, I'll let you close.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a little list of players I don't like. Exactly. Some of them people be like, what? But that's for another show. So tomorrow, Brighton, hopefully we'll still be riding high on the wings of that victory last week. And we are going to smash Brighton out of the water and have another amazing game. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and goodbye. Bye.
Up the Reds.